We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr gets down the Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
All right, guys, welcome back to Spotify Green Room. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The Thanksgiving special is live. We are a little less than an hour away from kickoff. It's exciting times. I got my man Malcolm with me. Peter's actually at the Lions game, so he will not be joining us, but he will be cheering for the boys live from Ford Field. Malcolm, man, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, my boy.
Finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Spotify Green Room on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. Yes, this is a special occasion. This is the most superior holiday of the year. And we are live. We are talking about Lions football. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And I am optimistic that the Lions are actually going to win this football game. Like, I legitimately have a good – I have a good feeling about the Lions today, and I feel like that they could actually win this football game. Could this take backfire me very quickly? Absolutely. But I have a confident feeling today, and we're going to get into that. Let's talk about the inactives before we get into more on this football game. Let's talk about the inactives. Malcolm, what is the Lions inactive report looking like for this game?
All right. So for the Detroit Lions, we have Trinity, I cannot get open, Benson. He is inactive for today.
Okay, that was unnecessary.
He can't get open. He never gets open. Trinity Benson never gets open. David Blau, a guy that everybody wanted to start. He is inactive today. Trey Flowers, he is inactive. Tackle Matt Nelson is inactive. And my guy Halapute Vaitai is inactive today. So that is for the Detroit Lions inactive report.
Your boy Jesse is inactive, I think, for the first time this year. Jesse Lamin, whatever his last name is. You say his name every week, so you'd have to say it today. So
yeah, let's go.
So, well, maybe see him on some special teams today. All right, hopefully maybe. Not on defense. All right, let's talk about the Bears inactives. Justin Fields, quarterback, that's a big one. He will be out, so that is meaning Andy Dalton will start this game. Tight end Jasper Horsted is inactive. Running back Damian Williams. Defensive lineman Akeem Hicks. Wide receiver Allen Robinson, local guy. Defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. And Malcolm's boy, defensive back Tease Tabor is inactive for
He's inactive today?
Game. He is inactive today.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's an automatic L, so they're going to lose. Yeah. I was going to be a little bit worried. I was going to be a little bit worried if he was going to play today.
If Tease was
he's inactive?
If Tease was on Khalif Raymond, you know, that would have been scary for the Lions receiving corps. I mean, Tease is a lockdown corner, so.
He would have shut him down, man. Come on, man. You didn't quit trying my dog like that. Wait, isn't he playing safety?
I don't know what he – I would be lying to you if I said I watched a single snap of Tease Tabor this year.
That's messed up, man.
Have you been watching Tease Tabor film, or have you been watching the snaps of Tease?
No.
Okay. I didn't want to cut up on you on Thanksgiving. You know, I tried to be nice. I wasn't going to try to do that. But, you know, he's inactive, though, today. So, unfortunately, for the Lions. So
that means we caught a break.
I would say it's unfortunate that he is I would say it's unfortunate that he's inactive rather than being active for the Lions. It would have been better if he was activated. But that's besides the point. Because the Bears and the secondary are not all that. You know, they still are missing a lot of corners, and Tease Taper still couldn't get an opportunity.
This is kind of weird. Oh, wait, actually, you did mention Justin Fields. So Justin's a weird 100% going to see Andy Dalton today.
Yes.
100% going to see Andy Dalton.
No Allen Robinson either. Wow. I mean, that's their main receiver.
No Allen Robinson. So you said you're a little bit optimistic about this game. You think we have a chance?
I think we
you're
win.
Saying there's football. A chance.
I think we win this football game. I really do. I mean, I know I've been questioning Dan Campbell as a play caller, and I still have many questions about his play calling. But the guy on the other side of the field, I don't really have much faith in him either. Matt Nagy. Like, I think the Lions right now, as a team, as a locker room, I think they are more as a team right now than the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears are one loss away from this whole thing just being completely done. The Bears have never fired a coach midseason, but I think it could realistically happen if they lose tomorrow. I think this game for Matt Nagy, this game for Matt Nagy reminds me of the game last year for Matt Patricia. Like, you have to win this game. If you don't win this game, you're out the doors. I think the same circumstances happened with Matt Nagy today. And I think as far as last year, we watched Thanksgiving. There was a lack of effort from a lot of those players where we were questioning. We're like, I don't know, man. I mean, they just don't look bought in. I think we could see that today with the Bears and Matt Nagy's players. I just don't think this team is bought in right now. I think they're all checked out. Matt Nagy has just not lived up to expectations as these guys are, you know, we're hoping for. I think they are the Lions of last year. And I think this could be a game where the Lions could pull off their first one.
You are, as far as Matt, you talk about Matt Nagy and him needing this win, you're 100%. If he loses this game, yeah, 100% he's fired.
I think he's fired by Black Friday.
There's no chance he's the coach by next week. Now, I'm going to say this. You know, this is the Lions effect. You know, this always happens. Give them some type of hope. We think they're going to win. And what happens?
We lose.
They lay egg. Yeah, it's bad. Last time we played the Bears, we thought the same exact thing. We was like, oh, Matt, it's Matt Nagy. There's no way Dan Campbell's going to get out-coached by Matt Nagy. You know, he's starting Justin Fields for the first time. I think that was his second start. That was Justin Fields' second start.
First
just came off
start.
A terrible. That was his first career start. I know he came off a terrible game against Cleveland that week before. Mm-hmm. And he came in. It was against us. And we was like, there's no way. There's no way that Matt Nagy's going to out-coach us. This is it for Matt Nagy. We're going to win this game, and he's going to get fired. And what happened? We laid the egg. So hopefully things are different. Hopefully things are different right now regarding that. But yeah, man, like you said, 100%, if he loses this game, he is done.
I want to bring a different perspective. You know, I would even say early on in the season, I feel like every player is bought in somewhat, right? Like, you're coming into the season. That was a week 4 matchup. Like, every guy is – there's hope for every team at that point. Like, you are not eliminated from anything. I feel like at this point –
I don't think we had hope.
Well, you know, as a team, I mean, actually, we kind of did. I mean, we came off a hard-fought battle versus Baltimore. We played a good first half versus Green Bay. There was some hope, not to make the playoffs or anything, but there was some hope that we could, you know, win a football game by now. But I think you can agree with me, just going back to 2020 in the Matt Patricia season, like, we had those good games in the beginning of the year. We had those games where I think everyone was fighting hard. But as the season kept going on and we got to this point of the season, like late November, and the losses just kept packing up. And I think the Bears are there. I really think the Bears are where the Lions were last year, where those losses are stacking up, and it's just taking a toll on these players where, you know, their morality and their buy-in factor for their head coach, I think is essentially gone right now. And I think if they lose this game, I don't think Matt Nagy could ever coach a game for the Chicago Bears ever again. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is it for him. If he loses to the 0-9-1 Detroit Lions,
yes,
it is a wrap. There's no coming back. There's no coming back from that. He's fired.
And I think they lose today. I think it's over. I think it is over. Ooh. For Matt Nagy, and I think it's over for the Bears. I think they're just at that point where they're so low as a team, even as bad as a football team like the Detroit Lions are, I think they're just so low as a football team in the NFL. I think this is a game that you can't have that type of mindset and win a football game, right? And even with how bad the Detroit Lions are, do you have a better shot to beat the Detroit Lions than maybe any other 31 NFL teams? Sure. But I think they are so low as a team right now that in the NFL, you cannot be that low. And I think any team could beat them right now. And that includes the Detroit Lions. So I think that's why they win today on Thanksgiving. The Lions pull off their first win. Dan Campbell gets his first win as a Detroit Lions head coach on Thanksgiving with, I think it's going to be a packed house or at least a pretty nice crowd like always on Thanksgiving. I'm excited, man. I am genuinely excited, and I just hope this doesn't backfire on me.
Yeah. I mean, every time you pick the Lions this year, it has backfired on you.
Well, I mean, they haven't won a football game, so you could say that.
Exactly.
No, it's not like honestly, I picked them very often, but no.
No, but listen, every time you pick them, it's been bad. You picked them against the Bengals. That was terrible.
Yeah,
was
I picked
game.
Them versus and I picked them versus Philly.
And you picked them against Philly, and that was bad.
I think every other game I've been correct though. Not as far as spread, just as far as the game itself. I think because I chose them against the Rams, I chose them against the Browns, I chose them against the Steelers. I don't remember the last time I picked the Lions outside the Eagles game.
Yeah, and I think you picked them twice. I just assume, usually you go the right way. So we'll see, man. I mean, man, you already gave a sneak peek of your predictions that you're going for the Lions. Do you think the Lions are going to pull this out?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And how about this? I'll even add an extra. And before we get to our predictions, I put money on this. I put money on underdog of how confident I'm in the Lions. And this is even more bolder than just the Lions winning the football game. I'm going bold today. Andy Dalton's going to throw an interception today. That's a given. Oh, all right.
That's not bold.
Now, hold up. That's the starter. That's just the given, you know? And then you have to add the other stuff to make the parlay bigger and, you know, make the money a little higher, right? That's the given. Andy Dalton's going to throw an interception. Jared Goff is going to throw over 214 and a half passing yards today.
Whoopity-doo, 214. Okay, wow, he's lighting the field on
hold
fire.
Hold up. I'm going to get to my bold prediction, but he's going to go over. So bet the over here. Go the over on this one, on underdog. Pick'ems. Promo code PRIDEPOD. They're matching up $200 with your first deposit. And actually, it's a Turkey Day special. They're matching up anyone's deposit of $100. So go use that right now if you've used underdog before. So if you felt left out, that was only first-time users, don't feel left out because they're having a Turkey Day special right now. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to get his first touchdown today as a Detroit Lion, and he's going to have over 35 and a half receiving yards today. So those are my underdog picks. These are easy.
You're going bold as hell. If you,
these
first of all,
are easy. Go for them.
These are easy?
Go for them.
You must be thinking Daryl Bevel's back here as a play caller. Dan Campbell's got down 200 and something yards for Jared Goff.
He's indeed is.
Who is shaky right now?
He gave Jared Goff the week off versus Cleveland. He's letting it loose this week.
He's unleashing the beast.
It's Thanksgiving, baby. We're gonna put a show on for the fans today at Ford Field. It's gonna be a fun one.
Shoot,
it is gonna be a fun one today.
You definitely drank some Kool-Aid this morning. That's exactly what you had. You had a full glass, a nice tall glass with three ice cubes. Detroit Lions Kool-Aid this morning.
Oh baby, I'm excited. I am excited. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on the call. We're the big game of the day. Let's go. We're winning this football game today.
You know what? I just hope for some type of excitement. Please don't make this a boring game because the America is watching this game right now. So this cannot be a boring game because I don't want to hear the chatter of, man, Detroit Lions is boring and they should pull their Thanksgiving game because they're just not winning. I just don't want to hear the noise. I don't want to hear that noise. So hopefully this is a good game. You know, we can pull up the win and yeah, man, we could be 1-9-1.
So, okay, Malcolm, I have a question for you. So I know last game during the broadcast, the color guy mentioned like a million times that the Lions were just so conservative. He didn't agree with it. How many times do you think we'll hear that? Because now this is the big game. So everyone on, you know, the whole world is watching.
You're talking about LeVar Arrington?
Yeah, so he was saying that, right? All right, but now that you're on the big game of the screen, everybody's watching your game. When you're playing the Lions and Browns 1 o'clock, only fan bases were like really cared about the game was Lions fans, Cleveland fans, or if you're a fantasy football fan. You're the only people that cared about that game, right? Okay, now you're the big game of the, you know, you're the big game of the day, or at least of that time, right? Lions, Bears, you got Buck, Aikman. Will Aikman at some point during this broadcast call out Campbell for being too conservative? Or will the halftime booth of Kurt Metafee, Michael Strahan, all those guys, will there be a point where they call Dan Campbell too conservative?
I don't know, man, because it all depends on the game plan. I mean, it all depends what they're going to do. I said this in the last episode that, you know, I kind of released it kind of late, so I'm not sure everybody got a chance to listen to our last episode. But I'm saying this is Dan Campbell's last shot at calling these plays because right now he has zero excuse. He has zero excuse to, you know, have some type of – you know, balance offense or whatever the hell he's trying to do. There's no excuse. They're indoors. There's no weather. There's no weather factor in this game. We're not playing against an elite pass rusher. Khalil Mack is on IR.
And Akeem Hicks is out.
So there's zero excuse of why he should be conservative this game as far as running the ball on third and 10, 3rd and 8, or, you know, not letting his quarterback, you know, throw the ball. Now, I said this in the last episode, if Jared Goff is still hurt to the point that you got to limit the playbook, damn it, he should be playing. Playing right now. So there's zero excuse for this game. Last week we saw the excuse. You know, I get it. Miles Garrett's out there. You don't want to get Tim Boyle killed. I get it. You know, there's some weather issues. I get it. And then the first game against the Steelers, you know, there's a weather issue and, you know, Jared Goff couldn't do much. I get it. He was hurt. But there is no excuse this game. There's zero. If Jared Goff is hurt and he can't throw the ball, damn it, don't put him out there. So I want to see some type of an offense. I want to see a balanced attack. I want us to run the ball, but I want us to take advantage of the running game when the box is stacked and, you know, we could, you know, rely on the play action. I really like our tackles versus their edge rushers. So I like our protection. So there's no excuse this game.
Zero. I agree. You're in your background today. You're going to probably have your best crowd that you've had all year. There is your excuse. You're back home. You're playing a team that is low as they could be right now. I mean, you're not playing a good football team. It's like if you're playing a good football team, that's one thing. You're playing a very bad football team who's very low right now. They're depleted with injuries, and they're not bought into the head coach. Dan Campbell, you have to win this football game. Or at least if you lose, it better be off some bullshit. You can't lose this football game being out coached by Matt Nagy. Because you were too conservative. You got to put your eggs on the table. I don't care how bad your football team is. You have to win this football game, or damn it, give me a good ass game. Give me something entertaining to watch where I could at least put my head up high and say, okay, I could see what we did right. This cannot be an egg. This cannot be an egg. If this is an egg, I'm having serious questions today. And I don't want to be mad today.
I think everybody should have serious questions if he lays. If he gets out coached again by Matt Nagy, this is going to be very bad. This is not going to be good at all. Not good at all. I get it. This is a rebuilding year. I get it. Wins and losses don't matter. But damn it, you got to show me something for the future. If you can't out coach Matt Nagy, if you're going to get out coached by Matt Nagy 2 times in 1 season,
This is a week 12 with Matt Nagy too, where the team is not bought in. This is not early season Matt Nagy where everyone's bought in, you know, like we have a chance, whatever. You're playing a bad football team. You got to take advantage of this.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way he should be outcoached by Matt Nagy twice. And he got outcoached by Matt Nagy the first time. I get it. All right. He got outcoached. He lost. Everybody, even Aaron Glenn got outcoached. Everybody on our staff got outcoached the first time he played the Bears. If he gets outcoached again, I don't. There is rebuilding. None of that shit matters. Rebuilding. You don't have the talent. I don't want to hear any of that.
I agree.
This is 911 state of emergency. If they get outcoached and lay an egg this game.
And Malcolm, I agree because I even brought up the point last week where this is the NFL at the end of the day. Like I understand the talent, you know, distribution between these like teams in the NFL are obviously different, right? But at the end of the day, it's the NFL. Like you can't let this happen today. You can't let this happen. You're not playing. It's not like a Division II school playing a Division I school in college football. It's not some high school powerhouse playing some Division III or Division IV, Division 60 school, right? This is the NFL. You have NFL players.
Yeah, this is not Ohio State versus Michigan State. Sorry, guys.
Sure. Well, I'm not a Michigan State fan. Sure.
I'm neither. I know our Michigan State fans like, God damn it, Malcolm, shut the hell up.
That was not where I was going towards, but I was going towards you know, when we play like college football teams play like some teams week one or week two, it's like Michigan, Hawaii, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Or like Michigan, Northern Illinois. That is not what happens in the NFL. So you have to win this football game or like I said, it's gotta be close. All right. Yeah, let's get into our predictions. Malcolm,
let's go.
What's your prediction for this game?
All right. So, I did bet on the Lions today. I picked the money line, Detroit Lions, just because it's favorable as far as profit. but I do think we could win this game. I do think we have a shot to win this game. It's just, you know, we're playing against a really bad coach. The team is hurt. They're depleted. And they're even when they're out there, they're just not on the same page. So I really think this is a game that we can, out of all the games we had, this is our best shot to win a goddamn game. So I am taking the Detroit Lions to win this game. I'm taking the Detroit Lions to win this game. Let's say 24-17 Detroit Lions. And my bold prediction is Jared Goff will have 3 touchdowns.
Nice.
Passing touchdowns. So that means he scores all of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Could I read you a stat that I saw on Twitter from Rich Eisen from NFL Network?
What's that?
All right. Last time Jared Goff has won a football game with the coach not named Sean McVay was 2015 Armed Force Bowl versus Air Force versus Sony Dukes or Sony Dykes. Sorry, that's Jared Goff's last win without Sean McVay. And the last time the Lions quarterback not named Matthew Stafford won a Thanksgiving game was Joey Harrington versus the Packers in 2003. He says both facts can change today.
That's awesome because when we were talking about our favorite moments, that wasn't the game that I was talking about. That's the game I brought up.
2003.
When we beat the Packers in 2003, yeah. I was telling Pierre, I was still in high school when that happened, so and I had a classmate that was a Packers fan, so I was just rubbing that shit in his face. The whole time in class, I was rubbing it in his face.
Yeah, that was the last time the Lions have won a Thanksgiving game with the quarterback not named Matthew Stafford. That's crazy. And like I just mentioned, the Jared Goff stat. All right, let me get into my predictions now. But I think both those facts changed today too. All right, 24-20 Lions. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch or just maybe not a fun game. I think it could be an ugly game, but I think it's going to be a good game, good watch. Two bad football teams going for it on the Turkey Bowl. I like it. I'm going 24-20 Lions. I think Jared Goff is going to have a good football game. I say he throws 300-plus passing yards and 2 touchdown passes in this game.
Ooh. So you think Dan Campbell's just going to let him loose today?
I know. I think they should open up the playbook today. Use your strength of a run game. There's no Akeem Hicks up that middle, so you should still run the ball. I'm not saying abandon the run. Run game should still be your identity on offense. But I want to see them expand on it. I've said it the last 2 weeks. Use your strength and build off of it. Get the play action going. Get the bootleg going. Because I'm not trying to go back in the past and just, you know, look at everything Jared Goff has done well and, like, how he got to the Super Bowl. I'm not doing that. But at the end of the day, you know, his good football was in the play action, in the bootleg. Let's see a little bit more of that. We've seen flashes of good Jared Goff in Detroit. It's been very minimal, and it's been a while. I want to see it today versus a bad football team that's very low right now. I want to see the Lions, you know, take advantage of it, and I want to see Dan Campbell open up the playbook a little bit more. Get the run game as your identity. You know, get them on their toes. And then once you do that, open up the play action and see what you could do. I mean, you're not playing good corners either, too. So not that your receivers are all that, but there should be opportunities.
Pierre, Tyler, so I do have some breaking news coming live from Pierre. Wait, hold on, Pierre. Pierre's coming. Oh, yeah. Pierre just.
Stop it.
So we got breaking news from Pierre live at the stadium at Ford Field. He did mention that the stadium is kind of empty.
So I think that is right now. I think right now we still have what, kickoffs in another 20 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, you think everybody's tailgating and stuff?
Not tailgating. I think it's, you know, there's the parade today in downtown. I think people are going to be shuffling to their seats maybe a little later today.
Wait, hold on. I got breaking news. Pierre.
Oh, yeah, Pierre's coming.
Never mind. No static. Never mind.
This is worse than your meteorologist.
Oh man, so I'm hoping for a good game, man. I think this is gonna be a good game, man.
I think people are gonna settle into their seats. I don't think it'll be empty by the end of this game. I think people by, you know, middle first quarter, end first quarter, I think we'll see a little more fans. At least I hope so.
I hope so, because you know the attendance has been down this year.
They are, but I was just checking prices for this football game. I wasn't going to go to this football game at all, but I was just curious to see like what prices were, and they were still pretty expensive. So makes me assume
that's a good sign. That means
it's a demand, right? Like that's what I get the assumption, not that people are just taxing just the tax, right? So I don't know. Yeah. So
remember that year when the Washington football team was so bad that their tickets were like $10?
Yeah, that's when Dwayne Haskins beat us and took a selfie with us on the sideline.
Yeah.
Or look at the fan.
The tickets were their ticket prices were so low that they dropped them down to like $10. It was crazy. I was debating on going.
Yeah. It's like a preseason game or like a, you know, like a weekday April baseball game or something like that. Like that. That's the prices you're getting there.
Yeah, they couldn't get nobody to go there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, tickets were in more demand. Like I was just comparing it to like the remaining games. Like I saw Arizona and I saw Green Bay, which Green Bay usually always has some type of good attendance just because Green Bay fans travel really well. So those games usually always have pretty solid attendance. But there was the Minnesota game still left, and those ticket prices weren't as close to this game today versus the Bears on Thanksgiving. And I would expect also today, with it being a pretty short drive, Bears fans travel pretty well. Been to a Lions-Bears game at Ford Field, and Bears fans travel pretty well. So all right. I would assume that there will be some Bears fans there.
Okay. So Tyler, I mean, do you have anything else, or do you want to start bringing up some people to see if they have any thing to say about this Thanksgiving game?
Yeah, sure. Well, who wants to come on? If anyone wants to come
anybody
on and
wanna
speak?
Come on. Come on to the stage.
Bring me your optimism, or bring my morale down. Bring all my optimism down and just shit on it.
And for everybody that comes up, I want to know your favorite Thanksgiving dish too.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I told you, man. My mama mac and cheese, man.
I know. I just want to say it again. I want to hear it again.
My mama mac and cheese.
I'm excited, man. I am excited to eat today. I'm pumped.
Anybody? No, there's no request so far?
I got nothing yet.
Yeah, nothing? I guess nobody wants to share the Thanksgiving dish. All right, that's cool.
I think everyone's maybe eating right now. they're cooking. They just have us on the background.
It's still early, man.
They just have us on the background. Oh, fuck. Like they're clicking requests as we're ending this shit.
All right, man. I guess that's a wrap, man.
All right, guys. Well, hope you guys all enjoyed. We will be live right after the football game. We're probably going to keep it a little shorter just because it's Thanksgiving and you know everyone got plans afterwards. So we're going to keep it a little shorter after the game. But hopefully talking about the first Detroit Lions win. They do get a win. I feel like it just by habit might go a little longer than expected.
it makes sense, man. It's Thanksgiving. People are going to eat, and we're going to eat a W today, man, as Jameis Winston would say.
One thing I have, the one thing I hate about the Lions right now that they did absolutely wrong about Thanksgiving this year, the uniforms. What are we doing? What are we doing here? We're wearing just home uniforms on Thanksgiving today?
Yeah, where's our throwbacks? Those things were clean.
That is ridiculous. That is
Yeah,
actually ridiculous. Why are we wearing
those
home
uniforms are
uniforms?
clean.
Why are we
I don't
wearing
know,
home
man.
uniforms today?
I don't know. What happened to the throwbacks?
This
I
is
don't know.
two times the Lions PR team has pissed me off. The
Yeah.
first time was when they put Sheila Ford out there for Calvin Johnson's Hall of Fame speech. And now this.
You should write a letter to corporate.
This is pissing me off.
You should write a letter to corporate. Write a letter.
Is this the Brad Holmes and Chris Spielman effect? Is this what they want? We're not gonna wear throwbacks
Maybe
anymore?
they said we're not gonna wear throwbacks until we get a win.
We have to earn them now?
We gotta earn the jerseys, man.
I mean,
They should at least wear the all whites. They should do something.
something, man. We're wearing just hoping to all blue something.
All blue. Yeah, we haven't had all blue this year, have we? Have we had all
No.
blue this
We
year?
haven't.
No.
I think one of the big guys, I think it's Justin Rogers, if I'm not mistaken. He calls them the pajama fits or something like that.
Onesies.
Yeah, it's like the pajama onesies or something. He says something like that.
Oh
No,
man, I don't.
that is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous by the Lions PR team. Whoever coordinates these decisions, you know,
I'm telling you, man.
I
You
don't
should
want to
write
call
a
for
letter to
jobs. I don't
corporate.
want to call for
Write
jobs,
a letter to
but
corporate.
this pisses me off. This is disappointing me.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna make a Twitter post and tag them into it. How disappointing this is.
This is ridiculous. It's
Yeah,
absolutely
this is
ridiculous.
disappointing. This is disappointing.
Okay. Well, hopefully the Lions win today. We'll be
Yep.
live after the game. Use
Yep.
promo code PRIVATE. Guys, go on Underdog Fantasy. Go take my prop on the pick-ems. Over under. Andy Dalton over a half interception. That's gonna happen. Jared Goff over his passing yards. And Amon-Ra St. Brown over his passing yards. Malcolm, I'm telling you, take it right now. If you want free money, go take it.
All right, I'm about to put my picks in now. I'm a little shaky about the Jared Goff one that you're talking about.
Oh no. Don't be hesitant. It's happening today.
Happening
Take
today?
it.
Today's
Take
the
it.
day.
Today's
Today's the
happening. No,
day.
I'm talking 215 passengers. That's a given. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Yeah. Didn't he last time he was out there, was he did he throw 77 yards?
Something like
No,
that, yeah.
that was
That was
on the
Boyle.
point. I
That
think
was
like
Timmy.
that was Timmy.
That was Timmy Boyle.
All
Jared,
right.
I'll just
Yeah,
tell I'll
I'll
tell
take
you.
it. I'll take it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'll tell you his last three games. All right, 114 versus Pittsburgh, 222 versus Phil, and versus the Rams, 268. Take it, Malcolm. This is easy. This is easy.
Easy
This
money.
is easy.
Easy money.
Easy. Easy.
But
All
the
right,
thing
guys.
is, those are not Dan Campbell play calls, man. Okay,
I get it. This is easy, Malcolm. This is easy. Take it.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Okay. All right. Hope you guys all enjoy, and we're signing off, guys. Peace.
All right, y'all, it's your boy Malcolm, and make sure to come back after this episode. Either two things can happen. Either we're gonna be celebrating a W, or me and Tyler are gonna be mad as hell. This is gonna be if they lose
Yeah.
this game, you're gonna see a different type of anger. So I recommend to come by because it's not gonna be if they screw this up.
And I'm gonna
They
have
screw this
optic.
up, you definitely wanna come by because there's gonna be some type of different anger that you're gonna see if this happens. But with that being said, man, I'm out. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.